Well, this old war horse is going to try something new tonight. I'm going to try to put something on the screen for you. I hope I can coordinate it all right. It's some, you know, these younger ones can do it easy because they've been doing it. I didn't grow up with that. You know, somebody was saying something to me the other day, and I said, well, I was born in 39, so I've lived through the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now into the 2000s. I have seen a lot of stuff happen and a lot of change take place over a period of time. But, you know, I started this last Wednesday night. I want to finish in this one. It's a series that I did several years ago, and I just wanted to revisit it. You know, when I was in school, every year they revisited, and especially in math and English, they would revisit it. And so it's called It's Your Move to Receive from God. And of course, the basic scriptures that I use is John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. And then 1 Corinthians 4:7 in the NLT, for what gives you the right to make such judgment? What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it were not? Now, both these scriptures are emphasizing receiving. And so that's what we talked about. And the first point in the slide one is just come to God and receive. Oh, there it is. It's called Your Move is the name of it. But, and they asked me about putting a chess in it. Well, I said, I don't know nothing about chess, but I know something about checkers, and you have to move. So put checkerboard up there. Okay. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the children of God. You know, he has, and we're just singing about it. We have authority in his name. And, you know, actually, you have to receive it. He's already provided it. You have to receive it. You just have to come to God and receive. That's how simple it is. We're revisiting. And so then the second thing is God is waiting on you. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm waiting on God. No, it's not. It's your move. You get the checkers. How many ever played checkers? Okay. And you move, and the other person, they're not really paying attention to what's going on. And you sit there, you're waiting on them to move. That's, God has already moved. You're the one that's going to have to do some moving if you're going to receive. Okay? It's your move. And, you know, we actually, in checkers, you move, I move. You move, I move. You move, I move. You know what? Every time you move, God moves. Every time you move, God will move. Because that's the way it operates. He's already done it all for you, so when you make an effort to receive, he moves to get it there. That's what I mean when I say he moves. Okay? Now, I did this one. You can, last Wednesday night, you can have God's best. You know, you can have God's best. I have known people that actually, I know them, they were born again, spirit-filled. In fact, one was, I was a associate pastor, my father-in-law, and this lady, she had a incurable disease, and it was very painful at times. And she would call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't know how many times I got called during the night, but some nights, 3 or 4 times, some nights, maybe even once. And she'd say, "Pray. When you pray, the pain goes." And I would tell her, I said, "Mildred, you can get the healing the same way that you believe that the pain will go." She said, "Well, I can't do that." She would call and I would pray, and she believed that the pain would go, and she received what she believed for. You see, that's, we have to realize that we can have God. I mean, that wasn't God's best. He was helping her the best he could. But you know, sometimes people, because of thinking like that, they limit God. God helps them all he can. You know, it's, you got to move in to get the whole, as somebody said, to get the whole ball of wax, get the whole thing. I want all of it that God has for me. I don't want to settle for second best. Most people around here know me. I played sports around here in the intramurals for years, and I don't like second place. I want first place. And then, now, we're going to start tonight with number 4. Keep moving with God. Have you ever seen somebody start out believing God, but then they get into a situation, something comes, and in the middle of it, they let go? They said, "Well, I thought God was going to come through for me this time, but I guess he's not." Right there, they have negated everything that they've been believing for. They're back starting at square one. I mean, when the tough gets going, I mean, when it gets tough, that's when you got to get going. You know, I guess it's just me. Well, a lot of the Hagans are like this. But, you know, don't tell me I can't do something. The coaches knew that, and they used to come up and tell me, "Hagan, now you just do the best you can, but you're up against," and then talk about who was up against it. "You know, I know you can't, you probably can't cover him, but do the best you can." Well, I wouldn't say it to the coach, but I was thinking, "Coach, you just hide and watch." You know, you got to keep that positive attitude. You got to keep pushing forward. Some people talk about, you know, "Well, I guess God's not going to help me this time." Man, I've seen people start out believing God for something and not get it because they quit on their faith. See, receiving from God all goes back to faith. It all goes back to faith. Instead of speaking and moving in line with God's word, they start speaking doubt and unbelief. You see, because of their words, God can't do anything. Your words are powerful. I mean, if you say with your mouth and believe with your heart, that's how salvation comes. It's the way we receive everything from God. God's already moved. We've got to move. We've got to keep saying what the words that the Word of God says. Now, I heard somebody say the other day, "Well, you know, Brother Hagin said," and I looked at him, I said, "The Bible said it." Hey, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Keep on moving toward God, and God will keep moving in you and for you and through you. Now, we get to one You know, you can't earn God's blessing. We all know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I mean, we just started reviewing some things here. You have to receive them. You know, many of you maybe come out of some denominations or come out of places, and there was always do. You got to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. It seemed like the more you can do for God, the more He will bless you. Anybody ever been around some of that kind of stuff? Yeah. And then you see, then you got the other side. If you don't do this, God's going to get you. I call it the do and don't, whatever. I don't know what you call it. You know, you might want to call the do Christian classification is, you know, if you can do enough good works, if I can just pray enough, if I read my Bible enough. Well, you got to pray and you got to read your Bible, but that's no guarantee that you're going to get anything. Because you, after you read the Bible and after you pray, you've got to take your faith and apply it toward whatever that you need. It's your move. God's already moved. It's your move. Hello. You know, some people, you know, they just say, well, I just don't know. I haven't done enough. In fact, I had a person say this to me one time. Well, I don't know if God to heal me enough, heal me or not, because I probably hadn't done enough work in the church. I said, what are you talking about? Well, you know, the more you work in the church for God, the more He's going to bless you. I said, no, He won't. Now, I said, you need to work in the church, but that's not going to bring you God's blessing. He's already moved, and the blessing is sitting there. It's up to you to get it. You know, it's by faith, not by works. You know, now I want to talk about another group. It's called the done group. That means I'm trusting God for what He's already done. He's already paid the price for everything. He's already done it. So I'm going to join the done group. Anybody want to join the done group with me? God's done it, so I'm going to get it. Hello? All we have to do is accept what He's already done and keep believing Him. Yeah, but you don't know what happened. I know somebody that's believing God. And you know what? I said, that don't make any difference. That does not change the Word. You got to keep moving with the Word. You got to keep moving with the Word of God. You know, I mean, of course, in Mark 18 through 20, Mark 16, 17, if you break that down, actually, He gave us power of attorney to use His name over everything. Jesus has already done everything that you need. All you've got to do is receive. And that's somebody said, oh, that's too simple. No, that's the way God made it. He just said, you say it and believe it and receive it. That's all it is. Say it, do it, and receive it. You know, my dad preached a sermon when I was a teenager on Mark 5:25, the one with issue of blood. And some of you know that that's one of my favorite scriptures to preach healing from. But in that, he had 4 points. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it. So I'm 15 at the youth meeting, and we'd advertised it, and we were supposed to have a speaker, and he hadn't showed up, and it's time to start. And they said, what are we going to do? And I said, well, if he don't get here by the time it's time, give it to me. And they said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to speak. They said, what are you, what? I said, yeah, just be quiet. Leave me alone. Well, he didn't show up, so they introduced me. I got up there. I read Mark 5:25 down through verse 34. And I told him, I said, there's four simple things in this scripture. And if you'll get a hold of them and act on them, you can receive anything you want from God. I said, you got to say it. You got to do it. That means go after it. Receive it. And then tell about it. At 15, I did that. Well, I mean, I've been doing this all my life. I've been on platforms since I was 19 months old. It didn't bother me none. But they said, how did you do that? I said, well, I've heard him preach it a bunch of times. I said, I just got up there and did it. I said, but after I got started, the Lord gave me some stuff, and I said it did some things that he didn't say. But you see, we have the right. I said all that to say, we have the right to say it, go after it, do it, receive it, and then tell about it. You know, I don't care how far down you get, if you believe God, you can receive a blessing. Now, as we go to another one here, number six, God's word changes things. Say it. God's word changes things. You know, I've watched this happen in many people's lives over a period of years. I remember going to Kenya in 70, 78, 80, somewhere in there. And I just preached, you know, Mark 11:23. Say, you know, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Then Mark 11:23, if you say to the mountain, believe in your heart. And I just talked to them about that. And I went back a couple of years later and met this one young man. He was a young minister. And he had gotten a hold of what I was saying. And he said, come here, I want to show you something. And I went outside, and he showed me a small motorcycle, you know, about a 90cc motorcycle. I said, see? And I said, yeah, that's a really nice-looking motorcycle there. And he said, you don't understand. When you came and taught Mark 11:23, I was riding my bicycle to go preach. And now I'm riding this motorcycle simply because I found out that you can use the word of God to change your circumstances. I've seen it happen right here in this church. I've seen people come in, get saved, get turned on to God. And then, I mean, they didn't have nothing. They're down to their last 50 cents, you know. And it wasn't very long. They got into realizing what God had already done for them. And they began to believe God. And next thing I know, man, they drive a brand new car. They get a house. Why? Because God changes things. He's already done it. It's your move to make those changes come into your life. Are anybody getting anything out of this? I'm enjoying teaching it, tell you the truth about it. I really am. You know, I imagine if we went through this congregation right now with a microphone, there would be many, many, many of you that would say, yeah, God changed me. I was down to nothing. But God, I got a hold of God, and God changed me. I see some people waving their arm hands at me. Hallelujah. You know, we need to realize that God always produces results according to us moving in faith in whatever area we need. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, material, it doesn't matter. He will move if you will move. What am I talking about? If you'll move with the word of God coming out of your mouth and confessing what the word says and not letting stuff get you down. You know, some people, they'll start out confessing God's word, but man, it gets tough and things are not going as good as they think it should, and they start, well, I don't know. Right there, I don't like it when people do that, because right there, it cuts off any blessing that's coming. You've got to stay positive. Just keep going on anyway. I don't know. I mean, you know, what does it exactly mean to move with God and receive his blessings? Well, the word receive here means to take, grasp, embrace, seize, catch. You know, that's to grasp it. Hello. Ted, throw me a bottle of water. You got to grasp it. Get a hold of it. He knew I could catch it. I'm an old outfielder. See, we played on a team together. I knew. But you see, you got to get a hold of that. You got to reach out and grab a hold of the blessings of God. You got to, that last one I want them to put up, you got to put up the next one. And no, the next one, we just talked about that one. All right. Is that the one? Yeah, go back to the other one. They put get in the word. Well, I put this way, grit your teeth and say, devil, it belongs to me. You're not going to take my blessing. It's mine. I have it now. I receive it. You see, you've got to get that kind of attitude. How many of you remember when you were a little kid and your brother or sister or your neighbor friend, you had a toy and they'd try to grab it and take it away from you. And you'd grab it and say, it's mine. Anybody ever done that besides me? Well, half of this crowd have. Y'all missed half your life if you hadn't had to do that. See, it's time if we need to keep moving with God and receive his blessings. So we need to rise up and realize it's our move. You've got to move with God, but you got to move against the enemy. He's going to come to destroy you, and that's when you're going to say, it's mine. I don't know. I don't know how to tell people to get that type of attitude. I've just always had it. Anything I did, I got that type. I've had that attitude. I don't know. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? My dad used to call it bulldog tenacity. I had a bulldog when my grandpa bought him for me when I was in the first grade down there in Van, Texas. His name was Mickey. Now, Mickey, I mean, we didn't have no fence, but if church was going on, he would get on the porch because the church was here and the parsonage was here. And he'd just sit there on the porch. He wouldn't get off that porch if people were going on. But, he was a really good dog. Well, one time, one of the kids, an older kid in church, jumped on me. And guess what? Mickey got him off. You know, and you know what? I could get a ham bone and give it that dog. and I could grab it like this, I could lift him plumb off the ground, and he would not turn loose of that bone. Anybody ever done that besides me? Yeah. Hey, that's what we've got to do. When we get a hold of the blessing of God, devil, this is mine, and you can't, I don't care what he does. Just keep hanging on to it. It's your move. Heavenly Father, I just reminded these people today of some things that they know and they've been taught. But Father, sometimes we just need to be reminded and stir up that gift on the inside of us and say, yeah, I'm going to take all my blessing. The devil, you can't have it. Thank you, Father, that each one of us will stand our ground and move with you and receive every blessing that belongs to us. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody stand up. I trust you got something out of that. Hallelujah. It's your move. Well, I don't see anything up here, so I guess they didn't get it. Sometimes they get something when I preach, so. But nobody's here. Hey, I don't need him. I mean, I just... Huh? Oh, okay. All right. Hey, if you're a first-time guest, we're so glad to have you with us tonight. Connection team, find our first-time guest and take them to get that special gift. And what we say to them, church, welcome home. Just come on and be a part of us. We got Sunday morning right here. Come believe and come expecting. Hey, right outside here in the west entrance is the Snack Shack. And it's open. They got pizzas and donuts and all kinds of stuff out there. And so if you need something, just go out there and get it. Hey, and if there's any profit that's made, it helps Byron run the NRC up there. So instead of going to somewhere else and paying them so they can run their, hey, you go out there and get you some pizza right out there and get something, and it helps keep the Nowski Rec Centers open. If you don't know what the Nowski Rec Center is, it's a basketball court. They got weights over there. Hey, and it's open to any church member can go over there and work out. It's got a running track, and I put the running track in myself. I ran track in high school, and I went up there and I run it, and the corners are banked. They're not flat. They're banked corners like a regular running track. If you ran, anybody run indoor track in high school, or yeah, you got a banked track. Well, that over there is banked. And I'd run on it. It's not banked enough. I got it up to where I like, the way I like to run around the track. I don't know about what everybody else does. But it's open. It's open for the members. That's what it's there for. So you guys should use it. Instead of paying a bunch of money at some of these workout centers, there's all kinds of machines up there. I mean, it is a good work. It's a good workout center. They also got the aerobic stuff over there, the bikes and all that kind of stuff. So go out there and buy, all right? Hey. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, devil ain't going to get my blessing. I'm going to move with God. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday right here. Prayer for anything. Come to the front right now. They'll pray with you right now.